Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new weekly episode of the Truth Be Told Minuteman Report. I'm your Minuteman, Robert Hensley, coming to you live from an undisclosed location somewhere in North America. And this one's a good one. This one gives me the itchies, the creepy crawlies, I should say. So let's get into this. We are talking today about it's an invasion of the arachnid kind. All right. I don't know if you guys have heard about this. This kind of freaked me out a little bit. And then I read about it and I didn't feel so bad about it, but still kind of freaky. And before we begin, I'll apologize. Apparently this shirt has a little green cast in it or something. And so if you look as I move, it's a little translucent. You can kind of see through my shirt now. Anyway, so let's get into this. This is the headline that really got to me. Millions of palm-sized flying spiders could invade the East Coast, scientists say. Palm-sized flying spiders. Right? Okay, so that's enough to make anyone kind of scratch their head and be like, oh, really? Okay. So here's what this is. So apparently there is a spider, which is really common in China, Taiwan, Japan, Korea, Eastern Asia, and it is the Joro spider, J-O-R-O, that's J-O-R-O. Dear God, people, I'm losing my tongue. I can't speak. But this spider is it's a member of the orb weaver family. They're known for their highly symmetrical circular webs. And they grow to be about 3 inches around, like the size of your palm, right? 3 inches. They are black with bright yellow stripes and then really beautiful kind of red markings underneath. So if we go back to, and again, if you're listening on the podcast, I'm showing a picture of this spider now. And if you want to see the picture, just search Joro spider on Google. But so, yeah, so it's a really intricately, it looks really crazy, right? It's got these really long legs and a fat little body, and it looks... looks very sleek and kind of dangerous, like a sports car, if a sports car was a spider. But it's turns out their bite can barely break human skin, and if it does, the venom is not dangerous to humans or household pets unless there's an allergy. So they're really not that dangerous. But here's the thing is that as members of this orb weaver family, remember in Charlotte's Web when Charlotte's little ones come out of the egg sac and they throw up that little piece of silk and then they fly off on the wind? That's what these Joro spiders do, right? So the young actually travel and can travel for hundreds of miles floating on these little silk parachutes that they put out. They're just kind of expanding up the eastern seaboard. The first invasive spider had invaded Georgia, right? Came in, apparently there, it came into the country in a shipping container in 2014. And apparently these spiders are like, they're cunning little things, and they are perfect stowaway spiders, right? They get into luggage, into storage boxes, into all this stuff, and they just kind of go wherever. So they've steadily expanded across Georgia, right? So we see them, all of these beautiful webs draped over porches and power lines, mailboxes, and vegetable patches across more than 25 Georgia state counties. And these webs, again, are like 10 feet deep. Really, really impressive. So, again, beautiful spider, that is, again, looks really threatening and fearsome, but, again, poses no real risk or real threat unless there's an allergy. And right now, That is good news because this spider is, according to studies, going to spread across all of North America, right? It's just a matter of time. And they are tracking the spider's locations in the wild, and they're monitoring their vitals, have found that this spider has a much higher metabolism than other spiders, so it's actually kind of ideally suited for cold weather. Now, remember that this comes from Japan. This spider comes from Japan, and, you know, the climate of the U.S. and Japan, because we're on the same kind of latitude, very similar. Right. So this spider is, I mean, the North America is basically the spider's home. And people who are afraid of spiders, they're telling people not to kill this spider. Again, it may look fearsome, but this spider does some really cool stuff. So everything that we, all of the insects that are dangerous to humans, like mosquitoes and biting flies and those really horrible stink bugs, those pine beetle stink bug things, this spider, it eats those, right? So it's going to take out and kind of narrow down the populations of those particular insects that are not as savory, right? Or that we don't really want as much. There is a story that talking about the spread of the spider, there is one student from the University of Georgia who accidentally transported one of these spiders in a suitcase back home to Oklahoma. So these little guys are, you know, they're going to be traveling around the country on cars, in luggage, in boxes, shipping containers, and we just need to know that it's happening. We're being invaded by the Joro spider, but it's not as bad as they make it seem. This is, really, one of the entomologists on this study very quietly and nicely put, succinctly put, that there's really no reason to go around actively squishing them. He said, humans are the root of their invasion. Don't blame the spider. Right. So invasion of the arachnid kind. Yes, if you have arachnophobia, this might not be the best thing for you specifically. But for those people who are in areas where you're dealing with heavy mosquitoes and those brown stink bug things and biting flies, this spider could actually be of help to humans and to livestock, and we may have to deal with a few more big spider webs, but aside from that, all good. All right. Invasive species, it's a problem. It happens with plants, it happens with animals, insects, and again, as this entomologist put it, I think it was his name, Dr. Frick, humans are the root of this, right? So we're importing, exporting, we're moving things around, and these insects and these, you know, little creepy crawlies kind of hitch a ride, and seeds spread, insects spread, sometimes it's for the good and sometimes it's for the bad, because there are a lot of cases now where there are invasive species of plants which have all but made other regional plants extinct in the United States. So it is really a problem of losing kind of our native species. So with that being said, thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Truth Be Told Minuteman. Again, I'm Robert Hensley, your Truth Be Told Minuteman. And remember, three times each week to get new Truth Be Told content. Here, Mondays at 3 p.m., you'll get the Minuteman Report. Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, you'll get Bonnie Burkhart and the Truth Be Told Transformations. And of course, Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, you get the original Truth Be Told with Tony Sweet. If you like this comment, be sure to subscribe, like, share. And, if you want to learn more, visit our website at www.truthbetoldworldwide.com. And if you have ideas, story ideas, something that you want us to cover, you want us to think about, feel free, reach out. The email address is reportminuteman@gmail.com. Nearly forgot that myself. reportminuteman@gmail.com. And yeah, until next time, we hope that you enjoy the rest of the week. See you next time.